This week, Michael Saylor is playing chess. The co-founder of MicroStrategy plans to sell $216 million in stock options to buy more Bitcoin. The US seems to have an infinite credit card at their disposal, with the national debt surpassing $34 trillion. And the number of people owning more than one Bitcoin is on the climb. This is the real number we like to see go up. Before we kick off today, can you hit that subscribe button, as these videos require a lot of work to make, and a simple tap of that button will show your support. Okay, let's dive into the stories from the week. There was a Bitcoin sell-off as the price fell around 10% in 3 hours, dropping from roughly $45,000 to $40,000, with data indicating significant liquidation during this period. The market's reaction might have been influenced by a Matrixport report suggesting potential rejection of the Bitcoin ETF application by the SEC. However, it seems they took both the blue and the red pill at once by posting contradicting articles on the same day. That's one way to do it. Michael Saylor, co-founder of the Nasdaq-listed company MicroStrategy, plans to sell $216 million in stock options to buy, you guessed it, more Bitcoin. Known for his transformation into a Bitcoin advocate, Saylor's company has amassed a significant Bitcoin portfolio worth over $8.3 billion today. Saylor's bullish stance on Bitcoin has been a driving force in MicroStrategy's strategic decisions, with Bitcoin up 253% since they adopted the strategy. The Bitcoin spot ETF scene is getting intense, and you're likely as tired of it as we are, but it is a huge step for Bitcoin. So we've seen adverts from Van Eck, Bitwise, Hashdeck, and Invesco, and Galaxy Digital decided to release a Bitcoin birthday ad instead. Everything is linked in the descriptions wherever you are watching or listening. Next up, we are seeing a rise in the number of Bitcoin addresses which hold more than one Bitcoin in them. This indicates a steady accumulation and strong holding through any volatility, as holding just one Bitcoin is a goal for many people. Over to the US now, where the national debt recently surpassed $34 trillion, a considerable increase from the $27 trillion they were at on this day in 2020. Projections indicate it will reach $35 trillion by election day in 10 months' time. When will this end? Or do they just have an infinite credit card? If only my credit card worked like that. If you want to keep up with this clown show, I've linked to the cool tool that is the US debt clock below. Lastly, and maybe even the best news from last week, is that we released a free ebook. The top 15 Bitcoin books, which we've seen as being the most effective in teaching people about this complex subject. The ebook ranks the books from beginner to advanced and is a great resource wherever you are on your Bitcoin learning journey. And we have linked that also below wherever you are consuming this. That's all from us this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and don't forget to pay up and hit that subscribe button.